Hello and welcome to Season 4 Blister Critters with a bunch of theory. Cap, give me a rundown of what from last episode.
After firing Gertrude from a cannon and cratering this small fort, we left Gertrude in her hole and decided to attack from the top right corner. Took in Jacob and Kalaris, ascended this fort, taking out pugs along the way, before splitting up with Tukin as he went to try and aid Gertrude and get her back on her feet. Jacob and Kalaris, however, went away looking inside the fort and finding nothing but more pugs to fight. All up until a rumbling occurred from underneath, and all of a sudden, a massive crab kaiju jumps out of the sand pit to be extremely anticlimactically dispatched by Kalaris and his comically large shotgun. Everybody cheered, although a little bit half-heartedly. But we're more than happy when they realised that the fires that we started were cooking the crab meat. The pirate parrots joined us again once they had finished off their pugs for a feast and to raid the fort for the booze.
That indeed is at this point where you're back on the boat, sailing almost back to the little island town bit. And, yeah, all the pirates are like having a nice drink up and having a good time, and I would like to get Gertrude's token back on here because I realised I deleted it from the last time.
Oh no.
Gertrude's been murdered.
That indeed. You're on top of the boat, sailing back on the little kind of mechanical ride that everyone at this point has worked out is definitely on rails.
Soon enough, we'll be able to deliver this booze back, get the rest of the pirates on board, and blow a hole to get to the not-so-glorious night.
Mm-hmm. Now, can anyone roll me a... What's one for seeing?
There is one that does say seeing.
Yeah, I know. I should really have the sheet up.
Let's see here. Instinct.
Instinct. Yeah, I want instinct as you... as you're sailing back, kind of as just a general. Maybe for anyone.
No more sirens, please.
You don't see shit.
Nope, not one. Nice craftsmanship on this bench.
I don't see shit either.
Nope, you're too busy eating your crab. Kalaris, fuck knows what you're doing. You may just be looking at the floor. Either of the rest of you gonna roll a...
Yeah, I think Jacob's having a wee look around. A wee look-see. Especially in and around the sand pit the crab jumped out of to see if there's maybe like a crab.
Oh, you're back on the boat.
Oh, right, sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, I rolled a 2 and saw nothing, so.
Yeah, you see a nice bit of rope. Maybe there's a bug on it.
Jacob still thinks he's in the fort, so he's just enjoying his crab in a corner.
Cool, you're so drunk eating crab, everyone does know his shit.
I'm starting to want crab now.
This crab's pretty freaking good. What do you think?
I'm using the butter.
Just a little bit, but that's still pretty good.
Considering you didn't let any of the pirates eat any of it, they're just kind of watching you.
We offered them.
You guys can eat the bacon. We do have plenty of the bacon. I'm pretty particular on my crab.
I was going to say, you didn't offer them crab. Tukin immediately said that if they touched the crab, they would die.
I did. They could eat the bacon. I agree. Well, it's not just my bacon to give out. Crew, do you think... We should let them have the bacon instead of there's watching us like this.
Of course they can have the bacon. We're happy to share some spoils at least.
Ah, it would be mighty fine to eat some bacon, but I must admit I prefer the taste of crab.
Well, it sounds like you're shit out of luck, you whiny bitch.
Just remember who's about to be on you, little reaper snapper.
I remember you in college. You were just a whiny little shit. Don't worry about it.
Arr, fuck you.
Arr.
Oh, what a comeback. Oh, grand.
Arr, if you want to come back, you gotta scrape it off your mother's teeth.
Oh. Nah, I'll scrape it off your mom's back. AKA the comeback.
I hated everything that just happened. I don't want to be anything ever again.
Well, it's at this point that none of you notice this giant thing flying above your boat as you're all staring at Bacon, Crab, and Leafy Bug. Until all of a sudden it hits the back of the boat and the whole boat lurches on its rails and maybe to the point it even disconnects off the rails to some extent. And yeah, you might be free flowing in this lake, possibly.
In this giant ball pit.
Yep, and this giant fucking thing lands quite nicely on the boat. And on its back is our main protagonist that we've been alluding to the entire time and have finally put in because everyone wants this done by now. The knights themselves.
Is he the protagonist, is he? Is that...
Yeah, we're all the villains. No, Matt's right. We started with Orphan Murder. He's definitely the protagonist.
I would actually agree, though. I think we are the villains of this story. Like, the trail of bodies we leave in our wake, like,
we're
gruesomely
eating his pet
so.
Crab currently. Like, I think.
Like, we.
I disagree with that sentiment entirely.
I don't know, Jacob, you've been wanting to ask answers. This man questions for quite a while. Seems like he's finally crawled out of his hole to come face us.
I would say that Jacob is the worst kind of villain. Jacob's the villain that thinks he's the good guy. Usually is the worst kind, the most fearful kind.
He absolutely is the good guy.
Abandoning ship, you cowards, get back here.
Yeah, they're squawking and flying away very quickly.
Cowards!
Like, they got like fistfuls of bacon in their hands. Like, well, at least we're gonna take bacon with us. I mean, we're not gonna go starving.
He's got a crab leg.
Like, you motherfucker! I'll fucking kill you! Hold on, Glorious Knight. I've got a problem I've gotta solve.
I'll do a few later. We have crab meat to rescue.
Just kind of sitting there on top of the giant chicken thing, and it's just like, the fuck?
I'd have loved it if it was like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we'll wait right here.
You've been used to this by now. If you've been keeping an eye on us, as you've been applied to. I mean, come on.
I mean, we're not going to let crab meat go. Come on, Glorious Knight. Come on.
Right, I think Jacob's going to pipe up at this point. He's going to be like, oh, you, glorious cunt. I've got one question. Why?
I have one question for you yourselves. Why?
Why
come into my park?
Well, you see, there was a dam, and the dam broke, and then we got on a log, and then we attacked an alligator, and then when we got to the alligator, we got to the shores, and then we got to the shores, we're in a shantytown. Just recount the entire story. And alright, now, we were in a vehicle, and then the vehicle spun out of control and hit an orphanage.
Short story is, we've been under the impression that you started a flood.
My flood is not of your business.
Oh, fuck off. Your flood destroyed our home and you're wondering why we're here making stuff hard for you? Are you serious? We're looking to escape these floodwaters and all you've been doing is just peppering weird cultish and surprisingly loyal little fucking, what do you call them?
Sycophants.
Yes, that's the one. Sycophants in our way when all we've been looking to do is just find ourselves a nice new home.
I'd call them staff.
Staff. Well, whatever,
the
man.
Cause of keeping this park in order.
Park's not in order. Wasn't in order when we got here. It's not our fault. It's like this.
Looks around at the quite obvious shell of the crab and various bits of bacon, as well as the beaver hides you're wearing and various other things you've stolen from bosses.
You know,
these were all entirely your own actions.
You did. No, actually, Jacob. He did bring this on himself, the Glorious Knight, but we didn't really come here because we had moral reasons. Yes, you're being oppressive, dickhead, but I mean, we're eating people. We don't really have the room to talk. No.
Hey, I'm not concerned with this Glorious Knight's political persuasions. I don't care what he's doing with his land.
Yes.
He destroyed our home.
And what can we do this? So if you're asking why we've come here, why are we fucking you up, why we're killing your commanders...
Because you started it.
Yes, and because we could. Because nothing you've done has actually been able to stop us. No one has.
Looks like I have to do the job myself.
You're more than welcome to try.
Was that the line where the... where the battle music started?
Yeah, dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun.
Something like that. Cool. So you'll be fighting the giant chicken to start with, and that is a 12.
Not the testicle. Does that thing have a d20 scurry?
Yep.
Well, fuck.
Jay, why did you have to do your mega move so early? Because now you know he's going to amp up this Glorious Knight so fucking hard that there's no way we're going to survive this.
Look, the pugs had 10 DR. My regular attacks don't deal that much damage, so I just did the big ones.
I do a D10. You and Jacob are out here throwing 60 to 70 damage, and I'm over here like, maybe 6. Come on, 6. Like, I just hope on a good day I get 6 damage.
Everyone else roll me this scary rolls.
Yeah, actually, question. Tuken, do you have a damage boosting ability?
No. Fuck no. Jesus. I literally am the thinker. I'm the thinker. That's all I do.
Oh no.
I don't do anything. All I do is just like, maybe the fire will take them. Like, I hope. Finger crossed.
I get the point that at this point you think you're fucked.
I know I'm fucked.
I'm like, full confidence. I have a plan, motherfucker.
Yeah, Jacob and Clarus, they're fucking fine. Hey, we ain't worried about them.
Cool. Well, as this thing kind of bears down upon you, it's going to breathe a large stream of fire towards D4. Towards Gertrude.
Can I jump out the way?
18.
For what?
Wait, are all his stats D20s?
Yeah. You dick.
And this is a story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. For viewers at home, the highest we can possibly have as a dice is a D12, and even then it's one stat.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure this through, correct?
You motherfucker.
I've got 4 DR, so if let's say he hits a 20, that's 16. That's going to knock off about half my health.
Yeah.
Okay, I can risk that with much. I'll go for the damage.
What are you doing, Cartman?
You want to just take straight up damage?
Well, no, he rolled an 18. I can't beat 18 with my scurry of 10.
You can use scrap. Scurry grit. And grit.
Grit, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll be burning 8 grit anyway. So if I take the damage, I'm essentially losing less. I'd rather save my grit. It gets a fucking 20, the gun. So yeah, I think I take 16 damage.
And a D4 of fire.
16 takes another 15. Four. I didn't know about the fire. That's a bitch.
Yeah, you have 4 turns of fire. Well, it's only 1 fire to start with.
I missed the point. Sure. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and just put this arrow here as well. Yeah. There we go. Alright. Yep.
Okay.
For one at home, I wrote fucked and I put an arrow to me and now to Gertrude. We are fucked.
Yep.
Alright. I'm gonna get some shit done then, seeing as it's my turn. I have. How much can I do in one turn? So I'm gonna neck a bottle of booze because I do still have booze on me. Okay. But I forget. I'm pretty sure booze up is booze up your grit or down your grit?
Down grit.
Shit. Okay, never mind.
You got bacon. You would all be full on grit and everything.
Oh, grit? Full grit? Really?
Yeah. You've
had okay. Nice. Lovely.
Not
well, let me
that
just.
That harsh.
Oh well, you should have been. You've okay, made it deadly. Fine. No, 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 fuck you. You already said it too late. I'm going to use 7 grit to inflate the shotgun again. And that is going to be times 4 damage for 7 turns again. You've made a lethal fucking mistake here, motherfucker. Potentially. It depends what gun damage roll, I guess. I'm going to use double scratch to make 2 attacks instead of 1, which is 4 grit down. So that is going to be 2d12. Uh-huh. And I'm just going to spend... Sure thing.
What's your actual attack to hit?
7 and 6, but I'm spending 10 grit on it. Sorry, counting's not my strong suit.
Well, they got a nat 1 and a 7.
So I'm going to spend...
So you need to spend 1 on 1.
I'm going to spend, 1 grit to make the 6 or 7 and beat him. I'm happy to do that.
Cool, there you go then.
And he's not going to spend any grit to dodge me?
Nope.
Nope, okay. Cool, so that is everything times 4. So that is 4d12, 4d10, and if I remember right, I'm just going to double check. Because I forget the gun damage very often. 46. That's for my first attack, which is going to be 58, 60, 72 damage.
Uh-huh.
14 of that being fire.
14 of that being fire.
Yep, 7.
Well, unfortunately for you, this thing is fireproof.
Okay, so instead of...
Fireproof chicken.
It breathes fire.
Yeah.
So okay, okay.
And
give you that.
Second one is going to be... I won't roll the fire, because it doesn't make sense to. So that would be 52 damage again. For that second attack.
Well, you already managed to do quite a good chunk of health out of it.
And I'm not done yet, motherfucker. Because I just hit 2 successful attacks. And because I have 100 punches, or whatever it's called, I get to spend another 4 grit. Every time I roll a successful attack, which I've done twice now, so I'm going to spend 8 more grit, and I am going to do that again, motherfucker. So, I'm not using double scratching shoes because I don't have enough grit for that. So that's a 9 and 11 to hit him again, twice. That's a 3 on your part. And you need to go that again because it's 2 more attacks, so 1 more. That's a 15, so the second one misses, but the first one hits. Unless he's doing anything to stop me.
Uh-oh.
No?
He didn't give the chicken grit.
You didn't give him grit?
No, he's immune to everything else, though.
Oh.
That'll make it somewhat fair.
You certainly have done that. So that's going to be another 4d12s, and another 4d10, and another 58 damage. I will end my turn.
58, say.
Yeah.
Cool.
And none of that's fire. Because I know he doesn't take fire.
Doesn't take fire. Okay. Okay, well, this might be a very short episode. Take him where you have to.
Is the knight that's on his back, right, the actual glorious knight himself, is he roughly our size, about a foot tall, things like that?
No, bigger.
Slightly? How much bigger?
About 4 or 5.
4 or 5 foot tall?
Yeah. The chicken's 10.
Jesus, big chicken.
If I were to burn, let's just say, 18 grit.
Uh-huh.
Could I use telekinesis and rip the knife off his back? It's supposed to... Now, I'm asking this because I'm supposed to only be able to lift someone roughly my size. Now, if he's quite a bit... Well, that's what it says. But
he's also in a lot of armor as well.
Yeah, but that's a lot of grit than what they would actually have.
You got?
20. That'd burn almost all my grit.
Do it all.
If I do all 20, I will be exhausted, and I'm not going to burn all 20.
All but one.
19. You'll let me do it if I burn 19 grit.
Sure.
I want to rip him off the rooster and throw him onto the ground.
Okay, I won't say it'll do much in the way of any damage, though. but he will have him off the rooster in front of you. There's two cats fighting outside my house right now.
Yeah, we can hear them.
Fucking animals. Cool. Gertrude, you're on fire. You take 1 point of fire damage. That rounds up to two now, so you take two the next turn. Yeah.
That's great. I'm going to have to put this fire out then.
I rolled a four. That's roll. Four roll, actually, so that would be four. Yeah, never mind. You can stop dropping roll. That'll be your turn, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down to 11 health now, so yay! 11
from 15. Oh, yeah, 11. Cool. Jacob, what are you going to do faced with the giant cock in front of you?
Well, I think this is time for Jacob to crack out his new feat here. So, Jacob's going to jump on the table that he was on while he was serenading Tukin in one of the previous episodes. And he's going to use Rabbit Rally. What he's going to do is he's just going to scream at the chicken and at the team. He's going to say, "That ain't a mount. That's dinner with delusions. You, go for the wings. You, break the legs. We bring that squawking throne crashing down." And what he's going to do is that's going to give everybody extra onto their dice rolls for the next turn.
Cool. So, is that your turn or is that just an ability?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to burn 20 grit. Ooh. On that rally.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to give everybody plus 10 to their dice rolls for the next turn.
Ooh. Okay, that's very cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, pretty neat.
So go on, attack!
With that, it's the chicken's turn. It's going to try and set bar to you. It's a thing you just stood there in front of it. Does 14 hit?
Does it include you in the rally? Like, do you also get a plus 10?
I know, everybody gets a plus 10. It's not the enemies, just the team.
No, I know, but do you also get it?
Well, that's a good question, actually.
I guess.
Check on that. I don't think so. I think it's...
Oh, no.
Yeah, that does not include me.
Is there any way that...
Matt literally said, "I guess." Cap, I would have went with it and been like, I definitely get it too. Yeah.
Cool. So, roll me your dodge roll. Oh.
No, I'm going to take that
one. Cool. So, that is a... Oh, it's only six. You're lucky. But that's two worth of fire.
Right, so I don't take any of the damage. It's just the two turns I need to try and get myself...
That's two fire. That's two fire.
Oh, two fire. So it's two damage.
Yeah. Well, it will be two as of next turn.
All right. Yeah. So four. I'm fine just now. I'm just a little bit smouldery.
Yeah. Okay. Kalaris. Fuck you. Just kill the chicken then.
Use your plus tens.
Oh, need them. That's a 12 with the rally climbing grind. So we the chicken. Oh, damn it. Well, you tried your best. That would be math. It's something. 63.
Yeah, you killed the chicken.
Did as you ordered, Captain Jacob. One Kentucky Fried Basilisk served up hot. Now on to its dickhead master.
I'm not happy about how easy that went down. Alright, anyway, the knight's going to stride towards you.
Hold on, I still have movement, and I am going to do my best to put myself in between the other members of my party and the knight, because I'm a little bit more tanky and I don't want them getting hurt.
Okay, cool. Instead, well, the knight's going to face you, and yeah, it's going to roll.
I'm the one who's been killing your pets. Do you want?
19.
Technically, I can't beat it, actually, but I'll roll anyway, just to see. Oh, actually, I can, because I get plus 2. Nope, 15.
Cool, so that's d20 plus d10, that's only 7.
And I have to roll the instinct thing, right?
Yeah.
It's an 8. I pass that.
That you do. Okay,
so
cool.
That is only
2
damage, which I DR, so nothing. Mm-hmm. Your puny attacks do nothing to me.
Okay, the meat's kicking in now. I'm good.
Yeah.
Tukum.
I am going to... I just witnessed Kalaris almost solo the chicken. Again, is two bosses in a row, Kalaris. I'm having a firm belief that Kalaris has got this under control, but I will do everything I can to light this motherfucker on fire, so I am going to try and hit him with my theater light. Just going to try. Just going to just say, fuck it. Like, just throw caution to the wind. Just say, fuck it. I'm going to hit this son of a bitch. That's an 8.
That's a 9.
I have no grit, obviously. Well, no, I get an 8. It's an 18.
Yeah. It's plus 10.
Hey, the plus, yes, you do.
So, this is going to be... roll 2d10.
That's a 9. Hold on. How much grit did I give this dude?
You get... How much you give him? Oh, the chicken doesn't have any. Okay.
Yeah. No, the chicken didn't have any, but the knight does. And he's going to spend 10.
19, you piece of shit. Okay, fine. Literally, you're blocking the one character that can't really do that much damage. but all I can do is light him on fire. go for it.
I gave this dude. Gertrude, you're hurt.
Well, the bar says 15, so.
I seem to always be hurt. These last two episodes, I've not really given Gertrude the fair ending. But
gave you a chance. You decided to take a nap instead.
Yeah, I know, but I still got a kill. You know, it's not my fault. Like, you know, someone impaled themselves. But I think I'm just gonna go for one final attack on the chicken.
The chicken is gone. There's no chicken here.
No, he's attacking the corpse.
Okay.
I'm gonna kill whoever's the last person enemy alive is.
This guy, the one who's not us, the guy in the cave.
The one. I am paying attention. I thought it was the chicken, but no, it's the general knight.
How would?
Don't question Carmen. It's not worth your.
No, I'll be able to hear what he's up to when he's into his audio. I'll know he's playing Balatro.
What's that?
Go on.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a tap this guy. Is there anything fun I can do? Nah.
Do not blow us all up, please.
Well, I mean, I could chuck a bomb for the laugh of it, but nah. Nah, I'm just going to just go for a hit him with a Dill Dominator for old time's sakes.
Try and hit the knight with a dildo.
Got 7.
7. 12.
17.
Chicken. Oh, yeah.
He is a 17 plus 10.
Ah.
Yeah, yes. Remember, plus 10s. Come on, guys. I didn't shout all that for nothing.
Awesome. So, that means I can almost get the damage. You've got 12. Does that mean to wait 22?
Yes.
Wait, so it's plus 10 on damage as well? Not just...
Yeah, it's plus 10 on rolls, just dice rolls.
On everything. Holy shit. This is going to be fun.
So that's it. Actually, hang on. Yeah, so means I've got the centipede. I can burn 4 grit and hit him again if I got a successful attack.
Yeah.
So I can then hit him again. 11.
Is that
this is another attack. No, it does. All rolls get plus 10. So that's now... So I got that.
I'm not sure if it counts as the next one, though. Does it, Cap?
It's not the next round. He's doing it on the same turn.
Yeah.
So this ends rolls. When Cap's turn comes around again, but it hasn't, so it's still on.
So I'm doing 22 damage.
Yeah, it's still on until my turn comes around, yeah.
Plus, 16 damage. I'm going to go again, because I've got infinite attacks and quite a lot of grit to get through, so that's... Oh no, I'm full on grit. I've got 19 grit left. I can attack again, and I got a 13.
Well, actually, did you check to see if the 16 hit first before you did that? I don't think you did. Yeah. So, Matt, are you going to roll against that?
Wait, which one did he roll? He rolled the 11. 21.
Yeah. And then he's rolling again to attack two more times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So I can roll my damage again. 22. So that's 22... 44. What's the middle one? 16. So that's 60. I'm taking off you.
I'm adding it up as each ring goes.
Cool. Each is he dead yet?
No.
Then I'm gonna go again. gonna burn it.
Cool.
Oh, okay, I got 12.
Remember, Gertrude, that you do have a thing about if you go under half grit.
Yeah, but we're not going to be talking to anyone after this. This is like the last guy.
Go on then. Go on then. Do it. You're spending grit, so.
15. So adding to 75.
Each attack 75. Is separate.
Yeah, but I get plus 10.
You're not totaling damage. You're doing each damage as different separately. They're different attacks, yeah. Separate damage.
How much DR does this guy have?
Quite a bit.
Oh.
But every single attack I do is plus 10 on the dice roll.
Yeah, I know.
So. Yeah, 75 damage. Is still alive there?
Oh, yeah.
You're
not plussing the damage together, Carbon. It's separate damage.
Okay.
Yeah, because every attack gets the DR taken off.
Ah, okay, so I'm going to leave it there. Because that's 15. I've just got enough to get by.
Cool. Jacob, what are you doing?
Alright, so it's back to Jacob's turn. Did everyone enjoy their plus 10s?
That was good. Yes.
Thank you, Jacob.
Oh, you're on fire, by the way, so you take. What's that now? That would be 2 damage, which is now 4 after this one.
Alright, Jacob, while you were all doing your things and counting up your dice rolls, he's been spinning on the spot.
Still on fire?
Yep. He's okay. He is a. What do you call those fireworks?
Catherine Wheel?
Yeah, aye, that's what he is. He's a Catherine Wheel just firing sparks off. On that wee table, ready to burn, and as soon as everybody's stopped with their attacks, he spin dashes towards the glorious knight.
Where's the knight turn order gone?
He doesn't get turns anymore. He's getting jumped.
It's a street fight. Fuck it.
It is gone.
Yeah, where'd it go?
I know what happened.
What?
I was trying to delete a doodle and I accidentally deleted him, but I put him back but didn't put his turn back.
Ah, was he before Jacob?
He was before me.
Right, okay, cool. Go on then, Jacob.
Alright, so what he's going to do...
Oh yeah, he's at 11.
...is he's going to build up 5 speed. So I'm spending the 15 grit that I have left. And he's going to... He's burning, he's got fire around him, he's got sparks coming off him, and then speed a sonic smash, he fires through to the knight and does some unavoidable damage. First one he hits, 5d6 plus 5 damage.
Oh.
Hell yeah, brother, fuck him up.
He does 28 damage in the first hit.
Cool.
And he just keeps bouncing off of the knight like a magnetically attracted ping pong ball. He goes back again for 4d6 plus 5, 22 damage.
Mm-hmm.
14 damage.
Mm-hmm.
11 damage.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 damage. Every single time he did that, he was leeching grit. So that's... I'm just counting this up. It's d4 plus 7, so that was 5.
34. I have all 4 of those total. It's 34.
Oh, it's the 5. It's 34 plus 11, so that's 40. Yeah, 45.
45.
He's leeched 45 grit from him.
Damn, that's a good chunk of grit.
There's a nurse group right there.
And Jacob, exhausted, panting for breath, just takes his position back on the table.
He sits in the chair.
As we sit down, and you can see there's smoke coming off him, electricity sparking, and he's first still smouldering with the fire.
But the knight just laughs, and it goes for a giant swing with its giant sword towards Gertrude. 17. Do you dodge it?
17, you say? Let me run my scurry. Yeah, I'm gonna burn 9 grit and dodge that. Meet it, beat it, right?
There was no, 10 grit. That's advantage.
Yeah, like 10
yes,
grit.
Then. 10.
Yeah, 10 grit.
Take me okay. down to 5 grit. Yay.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna spend 5 grit.
Yeah, you're taking at least someone with you.
Yeah, I'm taking one of you bastards with me. I'm gonna spend 10 grit, 5 grit. You want to spend the rest of that 5, Gertrude?
I thought you said you don't have any grit with this guy.
No, that was the chicken.
That was the chicken. Uh-huh. It was a different guy.
The thing is, if I use that grit, he's probably going to fuck me and go, like, I'll use number 5. So I'm probably just going to keep it.
No lube either. He's going raw. Yeah.
That's 6 only damage. Running shit on the damage rolls.
Wait, I thought I can escape it.
No, I spent the grit.
Oh, cool. That means you kill me. I'm on negative 1.
Wait, what?
You have 11.
No, I had 5 health because you hit me. Remember last time? I'm on 9 health. 9 health. Yeah, 9 health.
You have DR, don't you? 3.
Yes, I do.
It's only the last episode of the campaign, Garvin.
I mean, you'd be upset, Matt, but he, at this point, like, he's been fucking himself over, so it don't matter.
Oh, actually, I was right. I'm on 5 health. Including the DR, yeah.
So, sure. Yeah, you take 6 damage. What's your DR, bud?
4.
So you take 2 7. Damage. You're on 3 health.
Oh, I thought right? I was on 7.
What?
Fuck it. Everyone, you're dead. Fuck it. You're just dead. You're just dead.
You're just he's dead. Died of stupid.
Gertrude has become so dumb, she's died.
Forgot this is officially the second Gertrude ever to die.
I mean,
and at the very also the very last episode of the campaign. This is the second time Gertrude has died, and both times have been the very last episode of the
this time. It's already out of existence. Oh.
I mean, shouldn't I go into a faint mode and not
no.
dead? Oh, I'm dead.
You're
annoyed
your DM too much, man.
Second chance. A fight for your life moment where you're just like, things are on your back. You're like, alright.
At the very least, give me a dramatic outro.
Yeah, after this is done. Yeah, you get one.
You explode. This is how all Gertrude's probably will go at some point. Just.
No!
Right, Kalaros.
Which is how I did, yeah.
Gertrude, no, I'll avenge you!
That was Cartman's fault as well.
Yeah, even though I did kill you, you just sort of went poof. So I'm gonna hit a double scratch again, so 2 attacks. And. That's gonna be a 7 and a 12.
7 and a 12.
Yeah, he is. Oh!
That's a 7 and a 3. Let's spend the 1 grit to avoid 1.
Okay. Alright, that is going to be the same thing it has always been. Oh, is this guy immune to fire?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as well? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That is going to be 56 damage. And because I made a successful attack, I can spend... Hold on, Matt. D4 to attack again. So, sure. I'll spend D4. I'll spend 4 grit to attack again. And you know what? I'm going to spend another 4 grit on top of that to make this a double attack.
To make it what?
To make it double scratch again. So that's a 9 and a 10.
11 and 7. You know what? I'm going to spend the 4.
On the 11, so you still hit him with the 7. He didn't say which one he was going to spend the 4 grit.
No, mine's 9 and 10. So
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, he's burning the... I'm saying he's spinning the four grit. So he's spinning... He's making the other one 15. So yeah, you still hit with the one, you know, okay. So clearly.
Yeah, sure.
You didn't say, Matt. I'm just saying. That's a turn of fact. Yeah. So,
will you allow me to eat a bag of chips as well in this turn, or will I wait for next one?
No.
And I got one hit off on the bastard.
Two can go ahead. You're next.
Well, I'm gonna
turn to turn order.
Oh god, at this point, I don't really know.
If you can back up behind me after you attack, that might be a good idea for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna do everything I can at this fucking point. I just want to hit the fucker and light him on fire, but I assume he's immune because
he's immune to fire.
Yeah, he's immune to fire.
I know, that's what I'm saying, but I can't fucking do anything. I'm just gonna try.
Just, and knowing
like,
that,
I'm just
be
gonna,
immune to sun,
too. I'm just gonna, like, I'm swinging my little stick around, like, ah! Just, like, crying while I do it, too. Knowing there's little or no chance.
Well, you hit him with the stick.
Yeah, I hit him. I hit him with the stick. But let's just see what the fuck the damage is gonna be.
Nah.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed that. Because I'm not even gonna roll...
Is that exactly his DR?
No.
There's more DR than that? Oh, my God. 15? Yeah, 15 DR. Yeah. Oh my god.
Bastard.
I kind of figured, because I noticed when things were 50, I've been noticing your reaction when things hit 15 or below, you were just like, was a little bit different than normal, so I figured that was what was the DR was. Son of a bitch!
Your camera's still
frozen. Mine is.
Jacob, it's in front. Yeah, you take 4 damage of fire, Jacob, and that's now up to 8. You will need to put yourself out soon.
Right. Can I jump in the water?
I mean, it counts as a turn to put yourself out, but sure, you can jump in the water.
Well, I want to jump in the water and then shout something from the water.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Considering it takes a turn to put yourself out... No.
Boo.
No.
So how much damage will I take next turn if I don't put myself out?
8. After you've taken the 4 now. Are you seriously contemplating keeping yourself on fire?
Yes, I'm going to keep myself on fire. So, Jesus. I'm going to take the 4 damage just now. Put myself down to 22.
Jacob's going to die.
Jacob is then going to rally cry again. What's he going to say? Ah, that armor ain't nothing. It's just fear and plated steel. And all that shine won't save him from when we knock this smug right out of his helmet.
True, I do want to rip his little helmet off, see if we get a grip on what the fuck this thing is. It looks human. You shouldn't.
So this time, I'm spending 30 grit.
Fucking hell.
To give them 15 on every one of their dice rolls.
Is that including damage rolls?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. Well, now the knight's turn.
Oh yeah. Use your enlarged weapon, Jay. Use the enlarged weapon.
It's already enlarged. This is as big as it gets.
Straight after shouting, he's going to chomp down one of his thumper bars.
Oh, you do heal, but you will still be on fire.
Yeah, I'll still be on fire, but I'll heal a little bit, so that'll keep me going for a wee bit longer. That's a D10. Get back there. I got 10 there, so I get 10 grit and health back.
Nice. Very nice.
So that's actually me back up to full health.
Cool. Now it's the knight's turn. It kind of feels a bit unfair to go for Dupin, really, considering...
Well, you have another target here if you want.
Yeah, but do I take the easy kill?
Nah, you want to hit the tank. That's what you want to do.
I do have a lot of health, too. I actually only have a little bit less health than Jay does.
I know, no, but the thing I have that makes me do 2 damage half the time is very fun.
I have 37 health, Klaus. Too, so...
Come at me, bitch!
I'm spending...
Go on, say how much you're spending.
20 grit.
Well, shit.
You little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
6 plus 2 is 8 plus 15. Math 23.
Plus
Come on then. Roll damage. And I'm gonna roll instant.
Please be a... Oh, shit.
Yeah, you motherfucker. Yeah. Come on, do two damage to me, Matt. Oh, you did do two damage to me. Do I even need to do this? And I passed the check, so that is no damage. Glarus is in the clear.
Why the fuck are the rolls for damage so shit on this thing?
Even if they weren't, I passed the instinct check. You don't do shit.
Just remember, you've all got plus 15 on your rolls for this turn.
Oh, yeah. Even then. So I literally cap... Holy shit. Cap, whenever you do that cry, I can't be hit until the next turn. Because it pluses onto my instinct roll to avoid taking damage. I'm immortal.
Fabulous.
Even if you only give me a little bit.
I should have gone for two.
Wouldn't have done you much good. He would have got a plus 15 on the avoidance thing too. My turn then. I can't eat something and then also attack, can I? So I'm not going to get any grit back this turn. Just a regular attack from me then.
Uh-huh.
That'll be 24.
Yeah, you know, it will spend the grit to make that a miss. Which would be... maths after drinking. I don't know. Yeah, do you know what I'm trying to say? He spends 20 grit.
Fair enough.
Yeah, 20
how
grit.
Much,
there you go,
how much grit do you have, Jay, and how much grit do you have, Cap?
I have one grit, which is why I really need to eat some for one of these turns. I have stuff, but...
Cap, how much do you have?
I'm on 15.
You have 15? Okay. I use Soothing Song, which I gives a willing target D4 grit back.
Ooh.
Give it to you, Jay.
Nice.
I get to use it once per day. That's 4 grit, so you're not 5.
I think they get to double attack back, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Well, so there we go. I get that. And then I hit... I'm going to swing to hit the Glorious Knight with my Theater Light. So that is a 23.
Yeah, go on and hit the bastard. See if you can do enough damage straight up to do it.
7. Yeah, that's it.
No, unfortunately not.
Damn it.
Jacob,
wait, plus. It's a plus 15 to both rolls. That's technically two rolls.
It's a damage roll.
It's to every
dice
roll.
We did say rolls, so those technically that is a 17 and a 20, so that's 37 damage. That's 22.
They're two different things though, right?
They are. One's my scrap and one is my
attack.
Weapon. My so weapon. My weapon and my scrap. So those are two.
What was the
it's 37. It was 37. Yep.
Cool. Okay. You just about got this thing for half health. Right, well, after seeing it didn't do shit to Clarice...
Make the same mistake. Come on, you know you want to.
It's gonna go after Tugan.
Bastard.
That's 16.
And I get a plus 1 to scurry rolls. And it's a 7. Wait, until... so that's a plus 15.
Come on, guys.
That's a 22.
Plus 15.
That's a 22.
4, 5, 6. It needs to spend 6 grit.
How much grit does this thing have left?
Enough.
Alright.
Yeah, it's gonna spend the grit. It's bloodthirsty. I was to say I'm bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
It's gonna pull. Yeah, it's gonna pull back its sword. It's gonna aim for your head. It's probably gonna do fuck all damage because that's probably the way the roll's been going. Oh, 17. 27.
27 damage.
Minus
5. So it's 22. I am down to 15 health.
Cool. This thing raises its sword, hacks down, and hacks a good way into your body. And then it
looks like... Ah, fuck!
Oh, don't forget you guys have got catchphrases.
Yes, but I don't know how much good they do if you're spending that much grit. Is that our role that's failing? You're just gonna
I did only have a finite number. I have written down.
Yeah, I drained quite a bit of grit from them, which I'm hoping I can do again.
Duggan, because this is Clarice's turn now, Richard, can you get some distance on this bastard? I need to get a little bit more grit back so I can hit like 6 times on the same turn, hopefully boosted.
Yes,
but to do I need to make sure you don't get hit again, so please hide somewhere, perhaps.
Well, I'll probably be able to on my turn. But oh, Matt would not let me.
Next.
Yeah.
On this turn, I'm going to eat a packet of crisps, which should goad things, which like alerts people. I don't remember if it goes into hitting only me. But
you're cutting out a bit there.
I'm eating a packet of chips, right?
Yeah.
It'll give me D10 HP, which doesn't matter. D10 grit, which does, and it taunts things. So it makes them want to hit me.
Cool.
Is that do you roll for those by any chance?
Yes, it is a D10.
Okay,
so
remember.
Plus 15.
Plus 15 to that.
So 25 grit back. Thank you very much. So that's from 29 grit total. But I can't attack this turn. And the knight should be taunted to only hit me for the next turn.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can do.
Duggan, you're very hurt. What are you gonna do?
I'm fucking running away. Like, I'm gonna run over here to Jacob. And run about behind Jacob.
Yeah, I say hi to
If you if you're just run, are you going to do anything?
Well,
you can hit and run.
I can hit. I could,
are you
I
able to heal yourself?
Peter. I have nothing to heal myself with.
Do you mind putting me out of fire then?
I can. Not. I will do that. I'll run over, I'll put him out, and I'll use my wings. I'll just kind of flap and like a blanket, just kind of bat him out.
Nice, nice, nice. And I'm going to throw you
at the
as you're doing that, a little roach and go that I've got left. So, I mean, it's only 1d6 healing, but...
Yep, I will dig it. And I will eat it.
Cool, Jacob, you're up.
That is 18 health because it's right before his turn.
Yeah, it is.
Right, well, as Tukin is flapping his wings and putting me out, I'm using that momentum to spin myself up again for a similar attack that I did last time. We are going in for the 15 grit, 5 speed, speedosonic dash. So I need to get my dice set up out here again. So 5d6 plus 5. And I'm going to again, we're going all over this boat, we're just ping-ponging off of everything and just smacking the knight each time we go past him. We're going to go for 26 damage. 12 damage.
12?
Yep, 11.
Anything past 15, below 15 doesn't do anything.
All right, well, the 26 did some damage, but I think the rest of them, he's just bouncing off the armor. All you're hearing is a clang, 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 clang.
Cool.
But he gets, he starts to leech all that,
The grit.
The grit away, so he's going to get 5 chances to do 1d4 plus 7, which is 9, 8, 11, 9, and 8.
Which is a total of
45 grit leached.
Is someone out?
Someone is out of grit.
Yay. Nice work.
Which means they are no longer able to attack.
Oh, yeah, you're dead out of grit.
Yeah, well, not dead, you're exhausted. Well, you're supposed to be dead, but you didn't do it like that. So, with the attack, like, fall to its knees. The armor falling away to reveal the creature beneath
Oh yeah, I remember Matt told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was post-person Peter all along.
Oh, I know, dear.
You
jinkies.
Diamond stabbing son of a bitch.
Post-person Peter.
Old man Jenkins.
You gone fucked up your plan, you dirty bastards.
What was your plan, you absolute moron? You started a flood and then used that flood to what? Set up a new meal system?
Oh yes, it's a very effective meal system.
No, actually explain your plan to me, please. Why the fuck were we all here?
For too long, have to bliff.
So, like, while Jacob is interrogating him, I'm grabbing the sword that he used and getting ready to execute him. Like, I'm getting really close. I'm just, like, ready to swing. Like, hoisting cool. it up in the air, like, alright, Jacob, get what you want out of him. I'm not gonna kill him yet, but he's dead as soon as we're out of here.
Well, it was spit into the eye of Kalaris because it's Quellisus, and they'd be like, too long have the bliff kind been taken for advantage. This was a chance to bliffs to rise up against you critters and take on a new world.
We lived in a fucking tree.
Minded our own
fucking business.
We didn't bother bliffs.
And? What's your point?
Jacob, do you have all the information you want at this point?
His plan was never to target us specifically, it was just to eradicate critters as much as possible. Eradicate control.
Your badger friend there is correct.
We're just fucking collateral?
Pretty fucking much. You would have
thought that more of the bosses would be bluffs in that case.
Nah, because...
Oh no.
Playing your hand.
Why would I want my own kind to die?
That's when... Toucan drops the hand, just drops the sword.
Just drop the sword. Yeah.
I drop the sword at this point. I just sever the whole head. Just.
Yeah! Dead.
That's a pretty cool. This is a pretty cool sword, don't you think, Mr. Jacob?
I mean,
it is at this point.
Because we clearly have 52 more episodes left to go of this campaign, so you want me to use this sword?
Yes, you better store that sword for the next fight.
Yeah, we'll definitely need it.
Execute all the rebels now that the park is ours.
Yes, we gotta go back, we gotta do with the revolution, we got so many things left to do.
Yeah, come on, Gertrude, let's go.
Yeah, Gertrude.
Just flies buzzing around. It's at this point that you would have all leveled up to the fullest level. And seem as though when you get to the full final level, you have a choice. You either become mad with power, or you can pop a few blisters, go back to being a lot lower level, just carry on your lives.
I'm happy being level 7. I'll just leave myself at level 7. I'm happy with
that. You'd have been fully leveled. So, you know, there's a darkness within each of you that's trying to claw its way out.
I don't know.
Oh, Toucan becomes mad with power.
Yeah, going mad with power seems good. I mean, I never planned to be a benevolent ruler of this place. We're always going to take it for ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
This is Congress now.
To be fair, we could remodel the park a little bit. Like, we could have a casino section. We could have a bacon farm. We could have a bar.
Like, so much more of this campaign bar. Left to do. Yes.
No, we're done. We are fully done.
So let's enjoy ourselves. Words?
Yeah, it's been great having me, folks. I mean, it's been a...
Has it?
Our guest episode, guest Cartman.
You're not leaving, Cartman. You don't need to say it like that.
Oh, didn't you get my email? Nah,
see, you can't make that joke because I don't think anyone would actually believe it.
Well, no one did.
Cartman knowing how to send an email is unbelievable. You are correct.
Yeah, that's true.
I would sooner believe Cartman left the podcast because we forgot we were doing a podcast.
You got arrested in
Amsterdam. Yeah, I would think Cartman would leave the podcast for any other reason other than, wait, did I do something on Sundays?
Nah.
So, yes, we are. We're cutting this season a little bit short. But there will be a few bits and pieces coming out between now and the end of the year before season 5 starts. Tell us how you think of it. Tell us opinions, whatnot. And yeah, find us on the socials. And until next year, see everyone later. And that's all to any final words.
Toodles.
Goodbye for now.
Fitting.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.